Tommy was a lord of high renown, and he was raised from a low degree. He had command over every town, there was ne'er a one so great as he. But he, like an ungrateful wretch, did set his conscience on the stretch, and now is afraid of Squire Wretch, for Tommy will never be beloved again. When he was young and a lively lad, he had strange projects in his pate. He thought that honor was to be had, and that it was fine to be high in state, which made him up to the court to come, to try his friends both all and some. He got them to swallow a sugar plum, but Tommy will never be beloved again. He took delight to be made a knight, for that he counted a lucky step. Thought he, if I can rise so high, perhaps the next time I may leap. Such fancies harbored in his breast that he could hardly take his rest, since that ambition was his guest. But Tommy will never be beloved again. He came to be both high and great, and lorded over all the rest. His betters sat on a lower seat, whilst he was placed with the best, which made him so with honor swell. Where his breech hung, he could not tell. He thought that all things happened well, but Tommy will never be beloved again. What he could ask was granted straight, or anything he did require. He, like a suitor, need not wait, for he had all at his desire. Brave stately buildings and good ground, with pleasant groves to walk around, besides 100,000 pound. But Tommy will never be beloved again. Oh, was not Tommy a very fool, that he could not contented be, when riches thus did upon him roll? But he must greater strive to be, by means which were so indirect, that no one's power could him protect. But all good men did him reject, for Tommy will never be beloved again. He silks and satins might have worn, and rid in pomp most sumptuously, though now he is become a scorn to persons all of each degree. It's a wish that he had died at nurse, and never lived to bear the purse, which made the nation fare the worse, for Tommy will never be beloved again. Whilst he was great and high in power, his friends he highly did advance, but now he hath cause to curse the hour that e'er he was concerned with France. He studied mischief and what not, and was, some say, concerned in the plot, which may at last make him go to the pot, for Tommy will never be beloved again. Now from the top of honor's grade, poor Tommy he is headlong cast. He now hath time his brains to beat, for fear he come to be nubbed at last. His friends do daily from him shrink, although he used to give them chink, Like polecats, they begin now to stink, for Tommy will never be beloved again. Lack poor Tommy, pity 'twas, that e'er thou live to see this day. Thy golden days are gone and past, and thou art fell to sing well-a-day. If thou dost live to be great again, be sure from treachery refrain, for honor is apt to take a stain, and Tommy will never be beloved again. Thus have you heard great Tommy's case, and how he was a man of power. But yet I would not take his place, although it were in a spacious tower. For justice is so brave a thing, who wrongs his country and his king will hardly escape without a swing, and Tommy will never be beloved again. Then let all loyal subjects pray that God our sovereign still may bless, and so preserve him night and day in health and all true happiness, that justice may take place with those who are their king and country's foes, and will not treachery disclose, though Tommy shall never be beloved again.